In order to properly comprehend this story, a certain knowledge of some basic medical concepts is necessary, which I have been asked to provide. The first lecture is on diabetes, a malfunction of the endocrine system in which the patient's pancreas fails to produce insulin, a hormone essential in maintaining proper metabolism.
Now, there's your first mistake.
What?
You're talking to them just like you talk to us in class. These people aren't med students. They just came to see a play.
Tell me again just why you're here.
To translate everything you're going to say in medical ease into English. Most of these people don't even know what an endocrine system is.
There are two types of diabetes.
Yeah. Cut to the chase. We're only going to talk about type 1 here, when the pancreas produces no insulin at all.
I know what type 1 diabetes is.
Well, don't tell me. Tell them.
In type 1 diabetes, the pancreas produces no insulin at all. So, the patient must take insulin injections for life and be monitored constantly by a physician.
We are your doctors. We will take care of you. We have the knowledge and the will.
We are your doctors. We will take care of you.
We have the tools, the craft, the skill.
The food a person eats is digested into sugar, which then enters the bloodstream for delivery to the body's cells. But if no insulin is present, the cells cannot use the sugar. They are, if you will, swimming in a sea of nutrients, but slowly starving to death. Is that better?
Eh, it's a start.
We're experts in the field, such tools that we can wield now.
All the latest technology, from pediatrics to gerontology. Isn't it amazing what science can do?
All this results in an almost constant state of high blood sugar. Taking insulin injections will lower the blood sugar, but it is a fine balancing act, with dosages and food intake being monitored and adjusted continually. This poses no immediate danger to the body, but its continuation over years and decades can cause serious complications, including nerve degeneration leading to numbness, poor circulation leading to gangrene, retinal degeneration leading to blindness, also heart disease, and quite often kidney failure.
Yeah, remember that one.
We are your doctors. We take care of you. We are your doctors. We'll take good care of you. We'll tell you what you need to do.
Why did you call me here, Doc?
Hi, Dan. I wanted to review your blood work. Normally, a person with kidney readings this high would be in treatment already. In fact, you should have begun dialysis 6 months ago. You poor thing. You must feel awful.
Actually, I feel just fine.
Most people in your condition are rolling around on the floor in their own vomit, wishing they were dead. Well, get up on the table and let me examine you. Get me an EKG. Now!